Amen. Good morning. Now, some of you have been absent for a couple of weeks. I will want doctor's excuses for you. We have not, as if you are not familiar with, we have been out of the church for 2 weeks because the coldest 2 weeks in most of our lifetimes that we will experience, and we lost a church boiler. So we did have some frozen pipes. Special thank you. Rich, stand up and wave. We want to thank you. And Joe Richards got in and did all of that. I was so lucky. I was homesick the whole time. So he handled everything and did all of that. If you haven't got time and you ain't got nothing. By way of this morning, this is our Valentine's Sunday. And I have a Valentine's message from Lynette. Age 8. Dates are for having fun, and people should use them to get to know each other. Even boys have something to say if you listen long enough. I noticed the women laughed more than the men on that particular joke, but that may just be me. There is much going on. Giving statements, I think, Diana, you gave them all out. All right, so that's handled. Our furnace the furnace is actually fine. It's the exhaust fan that sucks the fumes out. And there's a safety that if that fan isn't running, it shuts down. Otherwise, you're going to get carbon monoxide poisoning. And that's what stopped the whole process. It's going to cost us some money to fix it. We will be asking for your help. So a little water and fertilizer on your money trees, if you will, and prepare for that. The Super Bowl is today, isn't it? I don't have any dogs in this fight, but I do believe that it is this Sunday. And I want you to take note of something if you do watch or pay attention to. They will do the national anthem, and they will also do Lift Every Voice and Sing. How many of us remember? We've sung that. Lift every voice and sing, let the heavens ring. You remember that hymn? That's a Christian hymn written, the lyrics apparently around 1900. It is out of the Black African American tradition, comes into our hymnal from that. And they will have a African American woman singing that as an anthem as well. Be aware of that. Be aware of the symbology. Be aware of the honor that is instilled in that, as that is a part of that. Today we will celebrate communion. Communion in the United Methodist tradition is open to all who would like to come forward and receive the elements. Christ invites all to Christ's table, so you're invited. We'll come down the center aisle. You'll receive the elements, partake of them, return to the side aisles. And if you are mobility challenged, if you just want to be served in your seat, the ushers will come down. They'll ask, let them know, and we will bring the elements to you to serve you. So be aware of that as we celebrate the Lord's Supper. Normally we do that the first Sunday of the month, but we were not here, as we all are aware now. Other announcements. Is there anything the church secretary, office manager, is anything, any announcements you're aware of? All right, not aware of any. Michael? Our mission coordinator, Deb Gunther, is going to tell us about Just Grill and our opportunity to give there.
First off, Bubba's, we made $149 for last month's fundraiser.
Amen.
So thank you very much. And this month is February 21st, next Tuesday, at Just Grill from 11 to closing. So you can go at lunch, you can go lunch and dinner. There you should have a flyer. Hopefully we'll have flyers printed next week for that. And last year for the crop donations at the end of the year, we made $15,000, and 25% of that goes to Aurora Interfaith Task Force. So thank you.
Thank you. All right. A church without mission is like a flame without burning. Amen? Other announcements, other things, as we've been gone for 2 weeks. We did gather via Zoom last week for some of us. Anything else, though, as we return to our faithful beginning of the week by beginning with God? If there are no other announcements, stand up and wave hello to one another, and let's turn to our call to worship.
Okay, please remain standing for the call to worship. Morning, Takai. Good morning. Call to worship. Oh, come and let us sing to our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us all sing joyful noise in the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise. In our Lord's hands are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains, the sea, and the dry land formed by God's hands. Come, let us present ourselves in worship. Amen. Please remain standing for the opening hymn, led by Rich, or led by us all. Hymnal, it can be found in your hymnal 221, page 221, in the bleak of midwinter. You can be seated. First scripture reading comes from the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. You can find it in your pew Bible on page 164. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends, but as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. The word of the Lord. Be to God.
If you did not receive the email notification, we lost Tim Collins. He is at peace. He fought a long, hard fight. Helen is here. Our prayers are with her and with your family. He is in God's arms. He is a saint now among us, and we celebrate him even as we grieve his loss in the physical body. Wayne has asked for prayers for his brother Jerry, who has COVID, so we lift Jerry. We lift a lot of prayer concerns. The tragic continual growth of the number of lost to the earthquake in Syria and Turkey. This morning I saw 28,000. I can't quite conceive that number. I can't quite understand how that many. And I guess that there's a golden lining, and that is that the nation's coming together to help. So prayers for our nations, groups of people, families, communities destroyed. There are other prayers on the prayer list there. You see them. Are there any of those that you need to lift to update us? Are there other concerns to lift before the body this morning as we gather as the family of Christ? Michael, Pia had her hand up.
Just asking for prayers for families in New Zealand. Flooding, rain, storms.
For
grandma's there.
I'm not clear on the prayer yet. Say a little more, please.
In New Zealand, they're having crazy flooding that they've never had in a long, long time.
Okay.
And my family's there. My grandma's there. And I think Lucy's sister and other Neo's family too.
Okay, thank you. And I was not aware, and with other things going on, it did not make the headlines. We need to be aware of our brothers and sisters, the Kiwis, New Zealanders, other concerns. I contemplated I was not here. As I said, I was home with COVID for 2 weeks. Richard handled everything, but he walked around and not only took the temperature in different rooms, but he ran all the faucets and all the toilets and everything to try and make sure all everything was working. How many fixtures, Richard, did you finally sum up? Plumber's heaven here. At any rate, as I contemplated that we were able to survive fairly well, there are other families who are not as lucky, and in the cold especially. So we want to be sure and we are aware of them and continue to be the people Christ calls us to be in loving one another. other concerns, other things that we need to lift by way of the order of things. By way of celebrations, we have not been here for a while. I'll back clear up to the 5th. Seldon Funaki had a birthday. On the 9th, Mary Boyles had a birthday. Is that right? Did you have a good party? All right. Jack Tracy on the 12th. That was last Sunday. Armadale Miller on the 16th. Coming up now, we are at, what is today? Thank you very much. No, who's lost here? Okay. So today is Jack Tracy's birthday, and then Armadale, and then some next week, and we'll lift them as we get closer. Other birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations. Michael, we have down here, Ruella.
Well, first of all, thank you for all your prayers. On January 26th, our new granddaughter was born and is doing well. And we visited several times. But anyway, she's doing very well. So,
tell us her first name.
Her first name is Nova. And middle name is Galaxy. And I will explain that a little bit. Her older sister, who's 7, insisted from the day she knew they were going to have a baby that it would be Galaxy. That would be her name.
I'm not getting the name here. Spell it for me.
Galaxy.
Galaxy, like all the planets and the stars?
Yeah, yeah. So they finally decided that they would use that as a middle name because nobody cares about middle names anyway, and it made my granddaughter happy. So that's where we got the strange middle name.
She's the universe to her sister. How about that, huh? Other special announcement. Paya has something. Michael in the back.
I think our battery might be dying. Whoops. This thing's flashing.
Today is L.J. Relford, Lance Relford's Jr.'s 9th birthday.
I can't believe he's that big already.
He's playing hook.
Well, I know he's that big, but I can't believe that he was just a peanut a minute ago. Just a minute ago. I don't know about you, but this has been a weird year for snow and accumulation. I've been out working on my sidewalks day after day. My neighbors have started calling me Chip. Other prayer concerns, celebrations, anything else that we need to lift? Turn with me, if you will, in your worship bulletin or from the screen. Let us read together our unison prayer. Lord, hear us as we gather in prayer. As we gather in this time, we remember those who are in need, those who are cold, those who are hurting, and those who are far from home. Blessed Savior, be with our men and women serving our country far from home. Be with us, Jesus, as we seek to be disciples who are faithful to you. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, Lord of the snow and of the ice, Lord of wintertime and trees frocked with glistening crystals, Lord of the stillness of the winter air, Lord of the sunshine, Lord of the light, Lord of the waters that flow from the ice that melts, Lord of the green grass that grows and is nourished by the water of the seasons. Lord, that gives us warmth, warmth that we share from our love that we receive and that we share with those that we meet. Loving Lord God, hear us as we gather with you. Gathering here in this place in worship, we seek your presence with us to guide us and inspire us, to support us,
to nudge us if we become complacent, to comfort us as we let go of those who have gone to join the saints, to guide us when we feel lost, and to show us that we are loved on this, our Valentine Sunday. Lord God, you are the lover of all humanity, and you guide us through Jesus Christ to love one another. And we give you thanks. We turn ourselves to you, and we join all people everywhere who join in the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for your offerings, for your gifts that keep the doors of the church open, that we are about ministry, that we are about reaching out in different ways. And thank you in advance for your help paying for the repairs of the boiler. And by the way, we're going to have to do some work on the elevator. So if you want to just save yourself a check, you can just double whatever you were thinking about giving and just pile it in there. We know you can do it. We know we can do it. We just need to turn to one another and say, we will do it. Amen. I turn to our offertory. Amen. Thank you, Barbara. I invite the ensemble forward.
Kind of busy up here. I do it just for the fringe benefits only. Please stand for the reading of the second scripture. Comes from the New Testament, the book of John, chapter 21, verses 15 through 19. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus then said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Peter, he said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said to this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
All right, I'm inviting Miss Stephanie forward and all the young people, young of heart, young of age, young who are able to, with any dancing or skills, we have our video that we're going to sing to and with. So come on down here. Yeah, and this is, I sprung this on everybody, so you're going to learn it right along with. So all of us stand up and sing along to the LifeTree Kids video.
Thanks for watching LifeTree Kids.
Gift.
Well done. Perfect. Perfect. Sit down, all the rest of you. The greater gift than God's great love. I'm going to get stuck with that. That'd be a good earworm to have for this week coming up. We'll do that one again. Thank you, Stephanie, for... She had no warning, but it just tells you how gifted she is, and that's a wonderful thing. Simon Peter, that's an interesting passage that goes on there. What do you think about that? Simon Peter and Jesus. You remember this is after the resurrection. Jesus is gone. And the fishermen, they don't know what to do. They've gone back to fishing. I mean, what are you going to do? They've reverted back to their occupations because Jesus is gone. And so they're out fishing, and Jesus comes and he appears on the beach. And he says, come. Now, I don't understand. They're fishing at night, apparently, because this is breakfast. How many are fishermen in here? Fishermen, fisherwomen. Do you fish at night? Don't understand that, but maybe fish are better at biting at night. Lucy says, yes. Night? Okay. All right. I'm learning something. So there they are, and they're fishing, and he says, come, bring some of what you've caught, and let's have breakfast. And they eat together. And this is important because a vision, an ethereal being, a non-complete person can't eat. And Jesus eats with them. This is him physically in the flesh. They have come together, and they're eating. And after they are finishing their meal, Jesus turns to the big fisherman, Simon Peter. Cephas, do you love me? Yeah, Lord, I love you. Feed my sheep. No sweat, God, I got it. Boy, breakfast was good. Simon Peter, do you love me? Yeah, Lord, I really do, you know. Feed my lamb. Okay, you got it, Lord. We got it. Simon Peter, do you love me? Finally, Simon Peter is fully attentive. Something is happening here, something that he's not at all. This is not just your normal after-breakfast chit-chat. And he's hurt because he said, yeah, he loves the Lord. And Simon Peter says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus says to him, feed my sheep. Follow me. It's an important thing. He's stopping everything, all that's going on and everything, and giving them this edict, this commandment, this directive. Feed my sheep. Take care of those that I have been the shepherd for. The flock is in your hands now. Do you follow me, Brother Cephas? Do you understand what I'm about? And I think Simon was paying attention by then. Now, some scholars say that there were three reasons for asking the question were the same as, remember when Simon Peter said, Lord, I will never forsake you. And Jesus says, before the night is out, before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times. Do you remember that? They take him... And he's prisoner, and Simon says, no, I'm not with him. No, I'm not. Three times. And then the cock crows, and Simon is bitterly, bitterly hurt. So some say that these are tied together. I don't know. It doesn't matter because it reiterates this important thing that Jesus is telling his followers. Feed the lambs, feed the sheep, feed the flock. This is Valentine's Sunday. Melissa, is this Valentine's Sunday? What does that mean? Heart, she says. She just, you can't see it, but she says heart. How many of you, how do they do that? What's the latest symbolic? Yeah, there we go, someone. And Cupid. And love. And those candies that have those fun sayings, be mine, and all those cheesy statements. Remember those? And chocolate. How did chocolate get involved? I'm glad. chocolate got involved with Easter bunnies at Easter, too. And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, necessarily, but no, something to think about there, just to put in the backs of our mind. It muddies the waters, if you will, this love thing. Have you ever watched anything on television or on the internet or on TikTok or on Facebook? Seen any videos of any kind? Have you looked at any advertising billboards or anything ever? 90% of the time, sex will be a part of how they're selling, promoting, trying to get your attention, and trying to make a sale. Is that love? Is that what that's about? You know where I'm going with this. In the Greek, there are six different types of love. I'm not going to go over them. One of them is that one that we were talking about, that sex, that's eros, root of the word erotica. And sex, sensuality, physical. But Jesus is not using those words when he talks to Simon Peter. Simon Peter, do you love me? And the first time he asks him, filial love, brotherly love. Do you love me like a brother? And the second time he asks him, Simon Peter, do you love me? He loves me like agapeo, agape, like God loves humanity. Simon Peter, do you love me like God loves humanity? And again, Simon Peter just hears the word love, translate there, you know. Sure. And the third time he goes back to brotherly. Do you love me like a brother? So there's different words being used here, and I think that's important for us because we're in a society where love is something you fall into and fall out of. Did you notice the sermon title? Did you think it was a typo? Falling and love? I bet Pastor Peter misspelled it. It was supposed to be falling in love. I didn't make a mistake. That's a first for me. Falling and love. Some people say you fall in love. Some people say you fall out of love. How can that be with the love we're talking about that is God's love of us? You see, it gets lost. And so when we say love one another, we could fall in and fall out of that. No. That's not where Jesus is coming from, and that's not what he's talking about. When it's the commandment, the great commandment, the new commandment that Jesus gives to all of his disciples, a new commandment I give you to love one another as I have loved you. How many of you have memorized the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament? I've memorized them and forgotten them several times. That's just me. Memorization is not my thing. But Jesus gives us this new commandment to love one another. Love one another as I have loved you. And it is not that's a raw eros. It is not any of the other kinds of love. It's not the one that advertisers use. It is the love of brother to brother, God to people. And God does not fall out of love with us. Amen? God does not fall out of love with us. Amen? An amazing thing. I love my siblings. Sometimes I don't like them. Sometimes I ignore them and avoid them. But I still love them. It's a decision that we make, and it is one that comes out of an adult decision. Most people, when they grow up, they become adults. I know some people that have grown up and have never become grown-ups. They're still infants. And you know who I'm talking about, those who haven't got past that sense of egocentrism, centered so much on themselves they can't see beyond that, or having temper tantrums all the time. Not judging, just saying there's some who haven't got to the point of saying, as an adult, we have to put away childish things. And that can happen with any people at any age. I'm kind of curious where I am in my sermon. I've kind of wandered here. The Spirit is with me this morning. Be careful, that's been 3 weeks. I could give you three sermons. H- Have you ever been driving in a car? This is where it always gets me. You're driving somewhere, and somebody does something that's just, I won't say anything more there. You know what I'm talking about. But they do that. And I love the videos. You can go on YouTube now and search for people doing dumb driving things. And they are dumb. They are. And they can make you angry. They can drive you nuts. They can just really get to you. Irresponsible, inconceivable, inconsiderate, distracted. All of those different things, and you see all of those, and I'm terrible because I'm a hypercritic, especially when I'm driving. I'm a perfect driver. Everyone else is wrong. But I am hypercritical, and I have found in myself that I need to face that and think about that. One day I was driving, and a little old man in a hat was driving along, and I don't even remember what he did. But I remember thinking that he was not a good driver. And then it clicked in my head that my dad had become a little old man in a hat. And I thought, what if that was Dad? And I had to just smile. And I changed my reaction and thought, well, we'll watch out for this fella. He's still getting around. God bless his heart. He's still doing it. He's still trying. We can take care of him. So you see something happening with somebody else. Can you envision your beloved one as that person? Maybe it's your mama, your dear mama, or your papa, or whoever you want to do that. That's one of the ways that I work around to find out how I can find a way to love others when sometimes they don't seem very lovable. Because that's what we're called to do, is about loving despite. So envisioning everyone as a beloved one of mine helps me be about that. And that's a love that you don't fall out of. You make that decision to be there. I have my Valentine here. I'm not sure she's aware I'm talking about her right at the moment, but she is very much aware of that this Sunday, that day is coming, and she's very excited about it because it has hearts and pink and I don't know if she knows anything about Cupids, but the Valentine's is important. And there are days that she drives me nuts. That's okay, because I love her anyway. Think about that and think about the people in the world around us. It's a decision we make. It's a decision God has made to us and about us. It is the commandment that has come to us, Simon Peter, and Jesus says, feed my sheep. Love one another. Take care of one another. So it's going to be Valentine's coming up, and on Valentine's Day, I hope that you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. I hope you give thanks. I hope you give thanks for being loved. And if you've ever been smitten, for having been smitten. And if that smitten changed, for knowing that that was smitten and it wasn't love, it was physical. And you can still love someone even if that goes away. But give thanks on Valentine's Day also that we are the Lord's Valentine. We are beloved of Him. And give thanks. Give thanks that love will never end. We can do a lot of things. And we can reject and move away from God, but God doesn't move away from us. Love one another as God loves us. Make a decision. Even though we are a flawed people amongst a flawed people, make that decision to be people of love. You see, that's how they will know that we are Christians, by our love. Amen? Pastor New, thank you for joining me. Shall we serve the people communion? Okay with you? All right. Turn your hymnals to page 13 or follow on the screen. Let us prepare to celebrate communion. I remembered to remind you to get your hymnals, and guess who forgot his? We begin at the great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. I'm going to close the hymnal, and we'll talk about that gathering. It was the Passover feast. They were gathered for the feast. They were gathered at table. It was Jesus and the 12 disciples, and they were there together. One of them would betray Jesus. One was a warrior. One was a zealot. One was a tax collector. And yet all of those were the beloved ones. Michael, I think that's feedback. Or the Lord speaking to us, amen. At that table, he took and he established what we will know now as the Lord's Supper. You see, when they were there, he took the bread and he picked it up and he broke it. It was the lefse, so it was more like a cracker, but it broke, and he broke the loaf. He gave thanks and he broke it and he said, "Take and eat. This is a symbol of my body, real physical, a real person. Do this as often as you partake of it, and remember me." So the supper continued, the Passover traditions. All of the readings were done. The service was basically an end for the Seder dinner, the Passover feast. And there's only one cup left on the table, the Elijah cup. And he took the cup, and he gave thanks to God for the cup. How often do we do that? Do you do that with every meal? Do you give thanks for the fact that we have food on our tables, clothes on our backs, shelters around us, community? We live in a nation that is free, with great medical people and caring. Do you give thanks in God? The Lord said, "Thank you, Lord." And he gave it. And he offered the cup to his disciples and said, "Drink of this, all of you." Every one of them, the odds and the ends, the one that would betray him, all of them, all partake of the cup. Do this in remembrance of my blood shed for you. Remember me. And this becomes the ceremony that gathers us at table. Amen? I invite the communion helpers forward. I invite you to come and participate in the Lord's Supper. I'm new at this, and I lost my bulletin, but Barbara's bailing me out here. Out of the faith we sing, that's the skinny little songbook in your pew, or on the screen. This is who we are and what we're about. They will know we are Christians. Stand and sing.
We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love.
We've come together as a people gathered. We've come together and worshiped. We've come together and Cupid has been among us, springing forth with an arrow shot through the heart. That is the love of God to reach out to us. Amazing. God always loves us. Amen?
Amen.
Go and love, and likewise. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go and love one another. Join hands. Let's sing our closing. And God's people said, Amen. Amen.